Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil, and this is episode 144 of Get Fit Road. Now, like, if you're watching the video, the video for reference is the last night I got an email from Anchor FM telling me that I'd been pre-registered to do a video podcast on Spotify. Okay, so we're going to do this as a little bit of a test. But what we're talking about today is we're talking about the 2K test, because let's say, in my experience, how you do a 2K test, how you prepare for a 2K test, and once you what do you do once you've done the 2K test is something that doesn't often get talked about in the level of detail that it should be. Okay, so we're going to start at the beginning. We're going to talk about it from my perspective and my thinking. So there may be other views on this, right? As there is with everything. But my best 2K time, which was done probably around about early 2000s, was 6:41. Yes, which I think was absolutely jolly fine for 5:11 at the time. Around about 85 kilograms ish, something like that in terms of weight. It was all right. But look, I'm going to tell you that on reflection, many years later, like 20 years later, is actually I've only come to realize, well, not only come to realize, but I always thought that the preparation, the doing of, and the thinking about afterwards was really never given enough thought. Right, so preparation-wise, the one thing about preparation that a lot of people, or they say, the one thing about preparation that was never done with me, or this just saying that, never done was probably not the right framing of a word, but the preparation was really dietary, sleep, and mental preparation. Because look, any test protocol requires you to be at your best game. It's as simple as that. And the dietary thing was largely about making sure that I'd eaten the right stuff the week before, that I'd hydrate, my hydration levels were correct long time before it actually got to the day, so that my muscles were in their best possible condition. Right, but the preparation was also really thinking about how I was going to actually do the 2K. And I don't think 20 years ago, really, there was much conversation being had about the preparation, the test protocol. Don't think there was much preparation being had at all. There wasn't YouTube, right? So it was anecdotal. It was like, this is the game plan, this is the set time, and maybe what you'd do is you'd have a discussion about your target 500 meter split. So, you know, your 500 meter split, 143, 139, 152, whatever it was going to be, right? And that was only one component of the test protocol, because that's only the result of everything else, that little number. Right, so here's the thing. Preparation for the 2K test is a little bit about how you carry out the 2K test, being breaking it down into small blocks. And this is the way I think about it now, and the way I try and share it with other people. So 2K is split down into three primary blocks. Not four, but three primary blocks. First is the first 250 is a primary block. The second primary block to think about is the last 250, right? So you need to think about that one and then that one, and then think about the block in the middle. That's one thing to think. Now, the game plan that I've always had is like, right, if we train specifically for the first 250, you'll always find that after 250, as you know, you can go hard, but you will settle after you've got off the start. So there's always going to be your rating and your performance is always going to be up and come down. Similarly, in the last 250, if you plan your mind, the last 250, you'll also have a block where it doesn't really matter what you do. The test is nearly done. You can just go all out. And you may say, well, I'm not going to have anything left for the end. But if you plan long enough ahead that you do something at the end, you can plan your game plan for the end. And you just go for it. The bit in the middle is where you also have some thinking time. So you're going to do 250s. So you got the first 500, 250, 250, and then you've got the 1,500 meters in the middle, of which you can break down into 250s, round about 10 strokes, maybe about 15. But you're going to break it down into those blocks. First 250, 1,500 meters, and 250. That's the way to think about it. And what you do in that 1,500 meters is you maintain your race pace for that whole duration. And the hardest bit is not coming out of the first 250 into the second 250. The hardest bit is the second 500. Because the second 500 is where you might realize you've gone off too hard in the first 500. But if you get the second 500 right in your head, the third 500 is okay because you're just going to tap it along and hold that tempo from the first 500, the second 500, I should say, to the third 500. And then you knock off the last one. So that's the way I would think about doing a 2K test. And that's something you have to think about well in advance and you have to think about well ahead. Now, the other thing is the warm-up, and it's an interesting one. This is 10-minute warm-up, right? And you're going to go through the levels of intensity in different levels, though. So you're going to start off, we're going to do 10 minutes at UT2, like really low, just to get the blood flowing, and I'd suggest you do that for about 5 minutes. Then what you do is you'll go and do 1 minute at UT1, then come back down to UT2 for 1 minute. Then you're going to go back up to UT1 for a minute and then back down to UT2. So you're going to basically start blipping this heart rate threshold thing. Then you're going to come back down and do UT2 again. Right, but then you can do 30 seconds at threshold. So you're going to go from probably like stroke rate 18, stroke rate 24, 26, stroke rate 30, 32. And you're going to do it progressively like that. And then you're going to have a couple of minutes of just very baseline UT2. Then 5 minutes of chill, 5 minutes of rest. That's the way I think I'd approach it now. And then you do the 2K test as previously. 250, 1,500 meters, 250. See where you get to. And then afterwards, like the important thing about afterwards is that if you think about it long enough and you plan it long enough ahead, the result that you get is pretty much predetermined because you'll know how you're performing. You'll know, oh, if my target time prior to the test is X and I'm going to do a 1:45 split, and you do a 1:45 split because that's what you've been training in that zone, you will get the result of a 1:45 split. But how you get a PB is hold the 1:45 block in the middle, the 1,500 meters, but think about how you perform in the first 250 and think about how you perform in the last 250. Because I think that's where it will change. Anyway, look, so this is the first vlog video podcasty thing that's going to go onto Spotify and onto the website. And we'll see we'll see what happens. Anyway, look, I'm Phil. Thanks for watching, listening, taking part and all that. Cheers, ta-da. Take care.